Praise the living God. I pray that wherever you are, the Lord is keeping you. We live in a very critical time. Rarely is the entire globe shaken. We've seen parts of the globe shaken before, but rarely is the entire globe shaken. We go all the way back to the time of Adam, when sin was covering the entire earth. Then the globe was shaken. You move down to Noah's flood. Then the globe was shaken. You move to the Tower of Babel, when God came down and confused the entire planet. Then the globe was shaken. Fast forward to the 1300s. There was a plague that shook the entire world. The early 1900s, the Spanish flu shook the entire world. And then, of course, the two world wars. So rarely is the entire globe shaken. And yet, here we are in a crisis that is shaking the entire globe, COVID-19. Now, currently, out of 8 billion people on the face of the earth, 2.5 billion are currently in lockdown, something that is unprecedented in history. And this is an opportune time for the church. The reason why I believe it's an opportune time for the church is because never before has the entire globe been so conscious and so willing to find out what the future holds. And the church should be at the forefront of telling the globe what that future is. Because you see, more than ever before, the church as a body, not an institution, as a body, should be focusing on the end time message and the position of the Christian, not only in this season, but the seasons to come. You see, what most people don't know is that time is a created thing, and one day this time will end. Time is divided biblically into three major ages. The Bible talks about the age of the past. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, it says, God in times past spoke through prophets. Okay, so the age of the past. That age starts from around John the Baptist backwards to the time when Adam was created. Then the Bible talks about the present age. When Jesus is speaking to the disciples in Matthew 12, he says, anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. He says, in this present age, nor the age to come. Okay? And Hebrews 6 talks about the powers of the age to come. So time is divided into three major areas. Ages past, this present age, and the age to come. The present age that we're in started from the time Jesus died and resurrected up to the present, 2020. And the Bible does continuously say that this age will come to an end. When this age comes to an end, we will then enter the future age, which is the 1,000-year reign of Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to tell you what exactly the Christian should do and why the Christian more than ever should be discerning, should be awake, and should be firm during this period. We live in a prophetic age. It's a prophetic age not because of the presence of prophets. What makes it a prophetic age is because all prophecy mentioned in Scripture is culminating to its final fulfillment. Now, that having been said, it's ridiculous to think that an age can be prophetic absent of the presence of prophets. You see, if you look through Bible history, every major move of God was preceded by a voice of a prophet. Not just a prophetic voice, but a voice of a prophet or prophets. Let's go through Scripture. You look at Noah was a prophetic voice. Abraham was a prophetic voice. Moses was a prophetic voice. David was a prophetic voice. Jeremiah was a prophetic voice. If you go to the New Testament, John the Baptist was a prophetic voice. Every major move of God is preceded by a prophetic voice. It's ridiculous to think that in this prophetic age, before the return of Christ, there will be an absence of prophetic voices. It's ridiculous. And so for the person who has an issue with the prophetic, with prophecy, or with prophets, tighten your belt, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. There are going to be more prophecies, more prophets, false or genuine. The move is prophetic. We live in a prophetic age. Now, I want to clarify what the invisible hand of God is doing during this time. I want to clarify what it is that the Lord is doing so that you might be awake and understand what's happening. In the Bible, there are cities of prophecy. Jerusalem is a city of prophecy. Now, when I say city of prophecy, it means that there are cities in the Bible that are mentioned in the Bible that something prophetic in the end time would happen to them, but prophecies seem to continuously happen around those cities. Jerusalem is one of those cities, okay? Damascus is a prophetic city. Then there are nations of prophecy. Israel, of course, naturally is a nation of prophecy. Egypt is a nation of prophecy. Babylon, which is present-day Iraq, is a nation of prophecy. In other words, you pay close attention to those nations because the Bible emphasizes prophetic moves around those nations. Something is going to happen in them. Interestingly, there are also rivers and lakes of prophecy. I'll give you an example. The river Euphrates is a prophetic river. It's a river of prophecy. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 16 that that river will actually dry up at a certain point where the kings of the east will cross it. And so even as we speak, that river is drying up. We're seeing prophecy unfold in front of us. All right? Then there is a generation of prophecy, which is the generation that we are currently in, the last generation, the generation in the prophetic age, the generation that ends this age. Jesus, speaking in scripture in the book of Matthew, he said in Matthew 24, he lists a number of things that we should expect to happen in this age. He talks about floods, he talks about earthquakes and so on and so forth. Then he ends it in verse 34 by saying that this generation, in other words, the generation that sees these things, shall by no means pass away unless all these things have come to fulfillment. And so this is the prophetic generation you and I are in, the generation that shall see these things come to pass. Finally, there are prophetic individuals of prophecy, and those who shall touch them. But the Antichrist falls in that, the false prophet falls in that. There are individuals, the two witnesses, the individuals of prophecy within scripture that the Bible says, when you see these people, know that now the time has come. These are exciting times for the Christian and worrying times for the world. And I'm going to explain to you how you should prepare. Because we are currently in a prophetic age, it is important for you to know that every prophetic age has what I call prophetic seasons. Now, a prophetic season is a period in which specific prophecies, biblical prophecies, begin to be fulfilled. Now, I need to clarify on something. Generally, every single day, prophecies are being fulfilled. There are general prophecies that are being fulfilled. For example, the world is always at war. There are hurricanes, there are floods, there are earthquakes. So on a general perspective, prophecies are fulfilled every single day. But when it comes to specific Bible prophecies, prophecies where God says, now watch this individual, watch this city, watch this activity. When it comes to those, they are fulfilled during what we call prophetic seasons. They're not fulfilled all the time. They are fulfilled in a period of time that God has appointed. So take for example, God tells Abraham in Genesis 15 that after 400 years, his people, his children, would leave Egypt. Years later, after 430 years, Moses leads the Israelites out of Egypt. That was a prophetic season being fulfilled. You go on forwards. The Bible says that Jeremiah continuously prophesied about the destruction of the temple. And then finally, a season came where that prophecy came to pass. You move forward. The Israelites were taken into captivity in Babylon for 70 years, as prophesied. And after those 70 years, a season came where they were taken out of captivity and went back home. So there are prophetic seasons, seasons in which the church should be awake to know that this is the time that the Lord is doing this particular thing. So we are currently in a prophetic season. Now, I need to explain what a prophetic season actually consists of. It consists of two major things. First, there are events that come before the fulfillment of a prophecy. Events that come before the fulfillment of a prophecy. And secondly, is the fulfillment of a prophecy or prophecies themselves. So, John the Baptist coming before Jesus Christ was an event that was leading to the fulfillment of a major prophecy, the coming of the Messiah. All right? And just like John the Baptist preceded the coming of Jesus Christ, there are major prophecies or major events that will happen before a major prophecy comes into fulfillment. And so one of them is the current situation that we're in. It is a stepping stone to the fulfillment of a lot of prophecies, and the church should be awake. Among them will be the mark of the beast. Among them will be the rising of that son of perdition that the Bible refers to as the Antichrist. The stage is being set. Every chess piece is being put in its right place. And it is important that that we ready ourselves as a body to receive our Lord as he comes back. A number of things are also taking place elsewhere. If you begin to notice that the Bible talks about goat and sheep nations, there's going to be a continuous separation of nations into two categories, goat nations and sheep nations. And one day we shall touch that. But now when it comes to prophetic seasons, you need to realize that the enemy focuses a lot of his attacks around prophetic seasons. He doesn't just attack at any time. He focuses a lot of his attacks around prophetic seasons, both for the individual and globally. And so if you notice that during this crisis, there's been a lot of hatred and barrage that has come up against Christians and churches and men of God, a lot of ridicule and mocking. And it's not by chance, nothing just happens. You see, what you need to realize is that the Bible says that this entire world, after the fall of man, was covered in a canopy of darkness. A canopy of darkness. Isaiah 60 verse 2 says, the earth is covered with darkness, and great darkness has covered over the people. And so, what you need to realize is that absent of the return of Christ, this world is not going to get any better. But the hope of it is that you and I are the lights of this world. That's what Jesus says. You are the light of the world. Now, again, I emphasize that the enemy focuses a lot of his attacks around prophetic seasons. Whenever you see a prophetic season, either individually or globally, know that the enemy is going to try to stop or to attack during that season. He's going to try to stop those prophecies from coming to pass. So take for example, for years in the Bible, men prophesied about the coming of the Messiah. And then just before the Messiah was born, or during the season when he was born, the enemy influences Herod to try to kill all babies below a particular age. He's trying to stop prophecy from coming to pass. It happened then, and it will happen continuously until the return of Christ. And so, you and I are the hope of the world. Now, this is important to understand, that a Christian is not the light of the world simply because they're a Christian. You enter your call as the light of the world when you enter God's purpose for you. If you're operating outside your call, you cannot be a light. You cannot be a light. Yes, you'll be a Christian. Yes, you'll be born again. You go to heaven. But the light shines when it enters its call. All of us are lights. All of us are lights if we enter our call. Now, please understand that purpose is extremely important. Somewhere in the Bible, Jesus says that he that is a servant will be the greatest among you. Now, most people, when they quote that scripture, they think servanthood means cleaning desks and helping the poor and arranging chairs. All those things are important in their way, but that's not exactly what he means. Your true service to the world is when you enter your purpose. That's your true service to the world. That's when your light truly shines. And so that means there's a link between purpose and greatness. There's a link between purpose and greatness. And that's where you and I, in this season, need to realize that it's not a time to play around. It's not time to waste time on things that God has not called us to do. More than ever, we should realize that the world is not going to get kinder to the Christian. We're heading towards times that are going to be hard, but also times that are going to be glorious. People are going to start seeing things they've never seen before. Around prophetic seasons, not only does the enemy attack, but around prophetic season, angelic activity becomes more than it has ever been before. And it's biblical, you go back and see it. And so in this period of time, we're going to start seeing a lot of angelic activity and spiritual warfare, because all things are culminating into their fulfillment. You're going to see the rise of young ministers operating in power. That has already begun. You're going to see the rise of prophetic people, prophets. People are going to have more dreams and visions than they've ever had. Dreams and visions relating to the end times. We're going to see it become more and more and more. The reason is because we are in the prophetic age. We're in the end of all ages. And so, my advice to you as a Christian is this. Ask yourself, what is my call? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? How is my light supposed to shine? Because this world is covered in darkness, and you and I are its lights. The Bible says, you live in the Spirit, walk ye also in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit means that you can't use your physical eyes and your ears and your natural senses to determine and to conclude things. You must use spiritual senses. You must learn to walk in the Spirit. This is the importance of this age, to be able to walk in the Spirit. Now, in the spirit realm, there are agendas. Two kinds of agendas. There are agendas that are demonic and the agendas that are divine. In order for those agendas in the spirit realm to manifest on earth, men are required. And so both kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, use willing men. I tell you, child of God, that there are men currently on this earth who are following demonic agendas, irrespective of how they may look on the face. Then there are men who are currently following a divine agenda of God. They might not look like it. They might look weird to you. They might sound off. But often, if you look through biblical history, when God used men, he used them away from the current move to show them that there's a new move coming. It's the reason why people like Elijah were weird. People like John the Baptist were weird. And so we should always ensure that we learn to walk in the Spirit and discern things rightly. Now, as I conclude, I'll say this, that there are a lot of conspiracies about COVID-19. We don't know what may be true. Some people are wondering, where did this thing start from? Did it start from China? Did it start from America? I say, is it even a disease? Does it exist? We have all this stuff that is coming up. But what you should understand, that if something affects not just economies, but the gathering of the church, the Bible says, let us not give up the gathering. If something affects the gathering of the church, there is a spirit behind it. No matter how real, no matter where it began, there is a spirit behind it. And you should know that there's an agenda that the enemy is working. He's setting a stage for something that is coming. And so I encourage you, child of God, ready yourself. Walk ye in the Spirit. Ensure that your spiritual senses are awakened to discern things rightly. Because even as we speak, there are lights on the face of this earth. Even in this nation, there are lights. Men and women of God who are being used of God to show the direction that the church should go. Prophetic voices all over the world that are precursors to a current move of God. And so you need to know. You need to know where you stand and what the Lord wants for you, what your position is in this current age. God bless you. See you next time.